You're listening to On Design on Monocle 24 Radio, brought to you by the team behind Section D, our weekly design show. I'm your host, Josh Fennett. Now, in each episode, we profile a person, survey a place, or unpick an idea that's changing or challenging the design industry today. Now, UNESCO recently added the Eritrean capital of Asmara to its World Heritage List for its Italian colonial architecture and odd mix of pleasantly preserved modernist buildings. To find out more about things in the capital of the troubled state, sometimes referred to as Africa's answer to North Korea, and its peculiar architectural heritage, we spoke to Martin Plaut, a fellow of the Institute of Commonwealth Studies right here in London.
Africa is not full of, shall we say, built environments that one could really call a heritage site. That is why I think UNESCO scratches around a bit to find appropriate places to try and preserve. In a sense, these magnificent buildings, and they are truly magnificent when you go there, are a symbol of Italy's enormous pride in the colony that was supposed to be the gateway to their East African empire. And that was what it was meant to be. These were built in the 1930s under Mussolini, and the aim was to bring an expression of the grandeur of Rome to Africa. In 1935, he uses Eritrea as the basis from which to invade Ethiopia. He was going to take Ethiopia, and he was going to join it up with vast parts of Somalia and with Libya. This was going to be part of a huge African empire, and this was his gateway. This is Mussolini's attempt to remodel Africa. The Eritreans, who fought for 30 years for their independence, didn't take Asmara, their capital, until they were ready to take Addis Ababa as well. They took both cities at the same time with the help of Ethiopian rebels, precisely so that the Ethiopians wouldn't bomb flat their capital. If you actually go to Asmara today, and I haven't been able to go for many years because I'm a critic of the government of Eritrea, but if you go there, and I have been, I've sat in the cafes, seen these buildings, it is now in a state of considerable decline. The sewerage systems are not working properly. No money's been invested in them. But that also explains why they preserve. Asmara and Eritrea could be a wonderful place to go. It has diving on the Red Sea, which could be easily comparable to people going to the Sinai. And it has wonderful bird life. It has magnificent cities. It has a wonderful railway that goes up at a vast escarpment, which was also built by the Italians. A wonderful thing. I mean, people would die to go and see it. But I'm afraid Eritrea is a very repressive state, and that rather puts people off.
Our very special thanks there to Martin Plaut for that report on Asmara's unlikely modernist stock and recent inclusion on the UNESCO World Heritage List. You've been listening to On Design, a Monocle 24 production from the team behind Section D. I'm Josh Fennett. Thank you very much for listening, and goodbye.